And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
March is Child Life Month, and with me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Amber Lashley, a child life specialist at University of Missouri Women's and Children's Hospital. Amber, what role do you play as a child life specialist?
Well, as a child life specialist, we have a bunch of different roles here at Women's and Children's Hospital. Part of our role is we do a lot of preparation for the children. We prepare them for all the procedures that they're going to have, such as an MRI, an IV start, CT, anything that they're going to experience here in the hospital that they haven't experienced before. We also do a lot of procedure support, so we go with them to all those different procedures, and we do a lot of distraction. We do a lot of coping with the procedure, with the hospitalization, and we do a lot of encouraging, so just pepping them on the way, giving them that support that they need to get through the procedure successfully as possible.
So how do you prepare them for something like an MRI that they've never experienced? It's got to be frightening for a child.
Absolutely. An MRI is a very frightening procedure. It takes a long time. It's something that most kids have never experienced before. We actually prepare them by using our iPads. We have preparation books on the iPad, so we have pictures of what the MRI looks like. We go through the whole procedure with them of what it's going to be like, all the sensory things that they're going to experience. So we have the noises that the MRI machine is going to make so that they know what to expect when they hear that. We talk to them about everything that they're going to see when they're in there, exactly step by step what's going to happen so that they have no surprises when they're in there.
How long has the Child Life program been in place here at Children's Hospital?
We've had Child Life here at Women's and Children's Hospital since about the early 80s.
It's a wonderful program. The children aren't the only ones that are going to benefit from this program. It's also the parents, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, definitely. We do a lot of parent support, caregiver support, sibling support. So it's not just the child. We're family-centered here at Women's and Children's Hospital, so we do what we can to make the family as comfortable. We do parent breaks. We let the parents, go take a shower, run to Walmart, go home and pay a bill, let the dogs out. So we can either stay in there with their kids if they need, or we can send a volunteer in there, get them set up with some kind of art activity, a movie, things like that, so that they know that their kid is well taken care of and entertained while they're gone.
You mentioned movies and distraction. What are some of the tools that you use as a child life specialist to distract the children?
Well, we have a whole toolkit that we have in place. So we have, it's simplest things like bubbles. Bubbles go an amazing way for kids, just distracting them from procedures. We have bubbles and spinners. We have musical toys. And we just recently got iPads. So each of us has an iPad that we can use. So there's all kinds of numerous games on the iPad that work so well for distraction. Even three-year-olds can figure out how to play Angry Birds. It's amazing.
I was going to ask you about the iPad. Does that go very far with small children?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you'd be surprised how young kids are that know how to use it. And there's just, even for little bitty babies, just seeing the bright colors on there is something that can entertain them or distract them for a few minutes. And so it goes up from little bitty babies up to the teenagers. They all have something that they can do on there.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing the Child Life program at MU Women's and Children's Hospital. Amber, you mentioned earlier about how development is very important and how you work with the patients.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge part of our job, especially inpatient. So you have kids here that come in, they can either be here for a day, or we have some kids who come in for, 14 days. So keeping them developmentally appropriate activities and stuff like that is definitely really important. We have the playroom. We have a playroom on the peds unit. We have an adolescent activity room on the teen adolescent floor. So we make sure that they have, those developmentally appropriate toys that they're playing with at home. We have, we stimulate them and with the activities that they need. So the little bitty infants, we're giving them black and white cards. We're giving them little rattlers to play with. We're giving them the things that they would have at home, and three-year-olds, they have activities to do, things to get on the floor with, things to move around and play with. And then even our adolescents, we have laptops that we give them so that they can keep in touch with their friends and their peers, which is hugely important to adolescents. And we also have, things that they can work on homework and just keep up developmentally. So every kid develops, on their own pretty much, but there's a standard that it goes by, at a certain age, kids learn how to manipulate toys, and we want to make sure that with their fine and gross motor, that they're still able to do that here in the hospital so that they're not losing that development. Because oftentimes whenever you come into the hospital or you get sick, a lot of times kids regress. So, you know, a kid who just learned to potty train, when they come into the hospital, a lot of times they will kind of regress back to going to the bathroom in their pants. But we want to keep them on that same level that they were at home as much as possible. So providing them with the same things, same toys, same activities, same educational things that they have at home is very important for kids.
What areas do you cover in the hospital?
We cover the inpatient and outpatient areas. So we have, you know, the pediatric unit and the adolescent unit. And the pediatric intensive care unit for our inpatients. And then outpatient, we do, you know, radiology. We have the Children's Hospital procedure suite. We have the Children's Hospital blood cancer unit and also the ER.
What should parents know about the Child Life program?
I think parents should just know that sometimes it might be hard to prepare your child for what they're going to come and experience here and at the hospital, and that's something that we can do. You know, we are here to support your child. We're here to support you as a parent. So whatever questions that you have, if you don't know exactly how to handle the situation in the hospital with your child, we're here for you. We're here to help it make it better. Any parent can advocate for Child Life when you're here at the hospital. We'd be more than happy to come down and provide support for your child no matter what.
Well, as I said before, it's a wonderful program. Amber, thank you so much for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.